Okay, recording, yes. Audio log number 169, 11:55 p.m., October 31st, 2015. Personnel, Dr. Victoria Frankenstein. I will be conducting this critical phase of the experiment alone tonight. My assistant Boris was very recently removed from the Lazarus experiment for reasons that I will explain shortly. Hopefully his incompetence will not jeopardize all we have worked for these past 9 years. I understand that there is not an insignificant amount of risk in conducting this phase of the experiment alone. Should any harm befall me, or in the event of my demise, let this audio log serve as my official statement. I fully, completely, and unconditionally absolve the Mary Shelley Institute of any and all liability regarding the events that are about to transpire. And as Mary Shelley herself wrote, with how many things are we upon the brink of becoming acquainted, if cowardice or carelessness did not restrain our inquiries? Okay, let's get started. The subject's current form is an amalgamation of 3 deceased human males. The most suitable aspects from each were fused together to form an ideal specimen. The bones have been reinforced with a lightweight titanium alloy. The subject's nervous system has been replaced with a state-of-the-art electrical circuit created especially for this project. The heart is mechanical and has been fitted with a remote-controlled kill switch in the event the subject becomes uncooperative or dangerous. The subject's brain is that of a deceased former pornographic actor, Henry Clerval, perhaps better known under his professional pseudonym, Peter Peckerwood. Despite the protest of several of my peers, I found Clerval's brain the most suitable for potential reanimation. The subject stands at 7 feet 9 inches tall, considerably taller than the human average. The subject weighs 422 pounds, again, considerably more than the human average. The subject's penis is 37 centimeters, or 14.5 inches long, with a circumference of 26 centimeters, or 10.2 inches. This is, again, considerably larger than the human average. Let the record show that the decision to transplant an abnormally large penis was not mine. This was due to the grossly irresponsible actions of former research assistant Boris Karloff, who has since been removed from the project permanently and will no doubt face disciplinary action. Unfortunately, the procedure is not reversible. The vessels of the enormous member are now a critical part of the subject's circulatory system. Despite the monstrously large size of the penis, it appears healthy, with no visible blemishes or discoloration. In fact, one might say that it is quite appealing. But I digress. At the stroke of midnight, a lightning bolt is expected to strike an improvised antenna that has been fitted to the roof of this facility. As my research shows, this particular lightning strike is the product of several cosmological phenomena with a recurring frequency of 85 years. In other words, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. The energy from this particular lightning bolt contains properties that we hypothesize are ideal for the reanimation of deceased life forms. Once the capacitors are charged, I will engage the switch to deliver a strong current into the body of the subject. At this point, I believe we will observe one of 2 possible results. The subject will either explode horribly, no doubt scattering pieces of cadaver and shrapnel all over the room, or the subject will spring to life as a sentient being, and this will truly be one of the greatest days in scientific history. It's almost time. 20 seconds until the lightning strike. Standing by for the energy transferred. Oh, how I've waited for this moment to come. All those fools who dared doubt me. I'll show them all. I mean, 10 seconds until a lightning strike. Three, two, one. Commencing energy transfer. Yes. 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 Is it? Could it be? Is it moving? It's moving. It's live. Alive. It's alive! Now I truly know what it feels like to be God. Hello? Can you see me? Can you hear me? Oh my. You really are alive, aren't you? Why are you looking at me that way? Why are you smiling? Does gazing upon the face of your creator please you, or... Oh, you think I'm beautiful? Oh, your penis, it's beginning to grow. Well, I suppose it is a natural human reaction to seeing a beautiful woman, but are you human? Oh my... It's incredible. I've never seen a penis this large before. It's huge. It's enormous. It's erect. It's erect. It's erect! They all said I was mad. They said I was playing God. Could your God create this? Could he? No. I've succeeded where God has failed. And now, this monster cock is mine! Oh, fuck. I have to stay calm. I can't lose control again. This cock is bigger than my fucking arm. Oh, fuck. I couldn't dream of taking a cock this fucking huge. Oh, Boris, you sly dog. You knew. How did you know? How did you know my weakness? Big fucking monster cock. Nine long years of research, of sacrifice. Was it worth it? Oh, yes. Oh, shit. I'm still recording. Oh, I have to continue documenting. the subject's penis has increased in size dramatically since becoming aroused. This is undoubtedly the largest human penis ever recorded in scientific history. I will obtain more accurate measurements after I've completed my... my initial analysis. Okay. The subject responds to stimuli. He appears to be enjoying the sensation of having his huge penis massaged. Wait, I have new data. The subject is now fondling my breasts. Oh, this is evidence that he has retained something of a human personality after reanimation. Oh, your hands are so big and so strong. Oh, the subject appears to be attempting to remove my clothing. Wait. The subject is now succeeding in removing my clothing. And for the sake of our research, I will allow it to happen. Oh. The subject is now slapping my ass with his giant hands. Oh, you gonna fuck me with this monster cock? You wanna pound the shit out of me, you fucking sexy freak, with your big fat monster dick? The subject is preparing to commence intercourse in the missionary position. This is undeniable proof that he's accessing stored memories. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Will it even fit? Will this huge fucking freak cock even fit halfway in my fucking cunt? Oh, fuck. Yes. Put it in. I want it so fucking... Shit! Oh god! Oh god! Oh fuck! Huge fucking cock! Oh, huge fucking cock! Huge fucking cock! Oh, fuck me! Fuck me, you monster! Fuck me! Fuck me! I fucking created you! Now I get to fuck you! Fuck your master! Fuck your master with your massive cock! I own your fucking cock! I own you! I built you to fuck me! Now pound me! Pound me! Pound the shit out of me! Pound me as hard as you fucking can, you fucking abomination! Oh! Oh! Fuck me with your monster cock! Fuck me! Fuck me hard! Harder, you freak! You're a fucking abomination! You're a fucking abomination! You're a fucking abomination with a fucking huge monster cock! Oh, you like feeling me come on your fucking monster cock? Yeah, you're gonna shoot a big fucking monster load. Where do you wanna put it? Inside me? On my fucking tits? I bet you have so much fucking cum, you could cum everywhere. Yes, that's right. Yeah, fucking
Yes, build me up and then pull out and shoot all over my tits. Oh, yes. Yes. Fill me up with that fucking monster cup. Come, yes. Oh, oh, yes. Yes, yes. Oh, 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 fuck. Oh, my God, that's so much cum. Oh, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, 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 fuck. Oh, fuck, I've created a monster. Oh, oh. Oh my God. 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 Fuck. 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 No. Oh shit, still recording. Okay, compose yourself. The subject appears to be tired and wants to sleep. Let the record show that the amount of semen expelled was somewhere in the vicinity of 500 milliliters. More data is needed. Much more. I will stay here in my lab with the specimen while we run more tests. For as long as it takes, we'll do it for science. For science, over and over and over. Oh.